Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex for now.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, Phoenix, Arizona, the home, the state, the city.
Of sexy Arizonans.
No, of good weather. I mean, I feel bad for all the East Coasters, right, that having some
the weather is just
cold.
So sexy.
Very, very cold weather right now. A blizzard.
Yeah.
I've never been in a blizzard.
No. No, you haven't?
No.
I was in one last year up in Flagstaff.
Oh.
We had a
not a
pretty,
blizzard.
No, there was a pretty bad one. Yes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's really a blizzard?
In Snow Bowl, they had to shut down Snow Bowl because it knocked down power lines and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that song, of course, that brought us into the segment is Let's Talk About Sex, Salt and Peppa.
Yeah. Salt and Peppa?
That my jam, right?
What is
Salt
that's
and
a group?
Peppa.
That's a group?
Yeah.
Well, or a groupie.
But why are we playing Let's Talk About Sex, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's see. Our next guest is a well-known radio and TV personality, best-selling author, and really a cultural icon and the world's most well-known sex therapist. Joining us now is, yes, the original Dr. Ruth. Hey, Dr. Ruth, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Wow, you just sound like I remember. Boy, you were such... I mean, everyone knows about you, and you've been such...
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's amazing how an amazing career you've had over your lifetime. And, of course, we're going to go in your background a little bit because I think that's pretty fascinating. But, you know, you have there's a play out, Becoming Dr. Ruth. Have you seen it? It's all about yourself.
What do you mean, have I seen it? I've seen it 20 times.
Oh, have you?
She lived it.
And every time that I see it, I like it.
Oh,
so
I...
now it's coming to Phoenix. It's called Becoming Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
And I have seen it up in the Berkshires, in New York, in Philadelphia, all over. After Phoenix, it's going to Florida.
Oh, excellent.
So, what it really is, it's about the story of my life, beautifully played by different actresses. And it also, it's very good because it's here it's coming out the same time that my new book is out. The book is called The Doctor Is In, Dr. Ruth on Love, Live, and Joie de Vivre.
Wow.
And also another book that I just published for children about a turtle that has to stick its neck out if it wants to move.
Now,
it's called Leopold. But the play that is coming is really by Marc Saint-Germain, who did a play, Sigmund Freud's Last Session.
Oh.
That's how I met him. And he is a wonderful playwright. And people are going to have a good time to learn something about my early life in Germany with parents and a grandmother that ended abruptly when the Nazis came to power. I then was in an orphanage in Switzerland. And then I was in then first Palestine, which is now Israel. And then people are going to be surprised because I was a sniper in
the
Haganah, in the underground. So it's worthwhile seeing.
Well, you're my new best friend. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, I hope you go to see it.
I don't know yet if I can get to
Phoenix because I'm teaching this semester. That's my third year teaching at Columbia University's Teachers College. But what's of interest to you is that I'm teaching a course on the family. And I taught it at Princeton and Yale 6 years. And it's interesting because especially for somebody like me who did not have a family from the age of 10 until I married and now have two grandchildren. I'm a widow, but I have two grandchildren four grandchildren, two children, and the play is wonderful.
Oh,
I can't give you the last line because then I would take it away.
Right. Yeah, we
but
will.
Nobody who goes to see the play.
We're going to see it. You know, it's February 10th to 28th here in Phoenix at the Herberger Theater. We're going to definitely promote this. We're going to review it. I can't wait to see it. But I got a question before we get into some of your very interesting background. Is at 87 years old, how do you have the energy to write a book? Look at the, you know, do this play, at least consult with it, and teach at the same time. How do you have the energy?
I tell you how. I'm very fortunate that I'm healthy, and I'm very fortunate that I love what I'm doing. So I am very busy and luckily live in a city like New York where a widow like me can do something every night. They don't have just to stay home and knit. And so you will see in that play that I'm saying make the best out of your life.
What are the chances you're going to be in Phoenix for the play?
I it's a big question mark because of the teaching. But
sure.
I'm not saying no. If I do come, I will do like a talk back with the actress. And in any case, make sure that I will get the review that you are going to do.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll be in touch with, yeah. So what is the dates you just said?
The dates are February 10th through the February 28th at the Herberger Theater, downtown Phoenix, a great place to watch a play. It's Becoming Dr. Ruth. That's the name of the play. I can't wait to see this because I'm such a big fan of yours. I listen to you all the time, TV, radio. You have the cutest... The cutest personality, cutest laugh. You're just a beautiful person, and you've helped
thank
so
you.
Many people, too. And we appreciate you, Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, and you know, for you radio people, what's going to be very interesting for you is in the play, I'm describing how I started the radio, which I did for 10 years, every Sunday night, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then and also you will hear, which is nice for you, some of the questions that I was that I was asked, and then I tell you something to Phoenix. I'm not a disc jockey. I don't use music except for one song. When a woman called in, and it's in the play, when a woman called in and said she has had a relationship now for 3 years, they love each other, but she never sees him on weekends. And on the radio, I am saying, does he take care of older parents? No. I say, does he volunteer on weekends someplace? No. And then I said, is he married? And she said, yes.
Ooh.
And then I gave a sign to the engineer, and he put on, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, and sent
that's
him
awesome.
On his way. Now, I don't know how to sing, but you are now the first radio station ever in Phoenix that I was singing the song.
And you did a great job.
And then I told her that she has to call me. I gave her the number of the producer. She has to call me to tell me if she followed my advice. And guess what? She did.
Oh, wow.
Because I did say, and it's in the play, that... that's like using somebody and making her false hopes. So that's really my philosophy of life. I want people to have good sex, no question. I'm a good sex therapist. I know how to teach them. But I want to have them in a relationship.
That's awesome. I
need people to be not lonely.
And you know, Dr. Ruth, as I've been looking into your background and everything,
yeah.
I mean, so many people would come out of having, you know, your father ripped from you, your family mm-hmm. sending you off to the school mm-hmm. in Switzerland, the way you were treated there, and then mm-hmm. coming to the United States, so much change, so much difficulty and being treated poorly by so many people, it would be easy for somebody to get angry or upset about it or to withdraw from mm-hmm. life. And yet you have such a joie de vivre. You are so just powerful and everybody is drawn to you. You're charismatic and you've changed this country and I would say the world with everything that you did starting back in the 70s and the 80s. I just think it's absolutely incredible. And you continue today with all your books and everything.
And talking to you on the radio to Phoenix on a Saturday. Because I'm Jewish, mm-hmm. but I'm not Orthodox. But when I get an opportunity to say to you people, make the best out of your life and to be able to say that, have that joie de vivre, I'll be on the radio even on a Saturday. But I liked very much what you just said. So make sure that after you see the play that I hear from you.
Oh,
it's too bad that Phoenix is so far away.
Yeah.
But who knows? In any case, I have seen the actress. She's wonderful. And it's a play that is 90 minutes and no intermission. And I know that people are going to cry and to laugh who are going to see it.
Well, you know, Dr. Ruth, you've transcended all age groups pretty much. I mean, everyone still knows you. I mean, from the young to the more mature, whatever you want to call
AKA
it.
AKA Dave.
Yeah, that's right. And how do you do that? I mean, how do you relate to the young people? Or is it a central theme that, you know, having great relationships, I guess, never dies?
That's very well said, that the message of the importance of the relationship, the importance of having somebody in your life, certainly remains. And also, I have always remained old-fashioned and square about saying that the best sex is when there is also a relationship.
Yeah.
When there is somebody that you can rely on. When there is somebody that you know is on your side. And in good times and in bad. And I think with young people, even though they are on their computers and they are on the internet, I'm a little worried that young people are going to lose the ability of a good conversation.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly watching their phones.
That's right.
Their iPhones and the internet. And that worries me. I want young people, of course, use all of the social media that's available, but I also want them to make sure that they don't lose that ability to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why young people still listen to me. I talk explicitly about sex. I answer their questions explicitly. I never ask for names. They can always say, a friend of mine from Phoenix. As a
Joseph,
that would be me. No, but Dr. Ruth, let me have a couple other questions. This is fascinating, and I know you have other things to do, but let me ask a couple more. One is the divorce rate has been concerning for me for a long mm-hmm. time because it's so high. Arizona may lead the states. I don't know. Arizona's a high mm-hmm. divorce rate, and second marriages are even a higher divorce rate. What's going on there? I mean, you've seen it over the years. What do you think's happening?
I tell you, on the one hand, I'm not against divorce. When people don't get along, and if they have tried therapy, and if they have tried, you know, to live together, I have never told somebody to stay married, not even if they are children, because it poisons the atmosphere. Why the divorce rate is so high has to do with the media, because of the expectations. People
yes.
have unrealistic expectations. They think that life is like Hollywood, that life is like in the movies and on television, and life is not like that. Life is, and relationships is hard work. So while I'm not against divorce, and since I'm Jewish, in the Jewish tradition, it is permissible to get a divorce and still be a member of a synagogue. It's just in the Jewish tradition, it's the husband who has to get the divorce. That's a different problem. But in general, I'm not against divorce, but I'm worried about the unrealistic expectations that people have of marriage.
Yeah, I agree.
And of living together and of income. And it has to do with money and jobs.
Absolutely.
So I'm worried about that next generation, what they think about what life should look like.
Absolutely.
Well, everything is very fast. Everything is disposable. Everything is you know, instant gratification. But you know, there's a couple comments I wanted to make. When I first told one of my friends that we were going to be speaking to you today, she said, you know, her new book just came out and her play is out and we were up in Cape Cod over the summer and sitting on the beach and we were all looking on our cell phones, you know, because somebody brought up Dr. Ruth and we're all looking at our cell phones and doing research on her and everything. And I said, wow, that brings a new definition to sex on the beach. But but no, really, what that same friend just told me when her husband decided to take her to work that day and she looked over at him and she said, you know, it's awfully wonderful to feel like I'm in the midst of a love affair with someone I've been married to for 30 years. And I think of my parents who've been married for coming on 66 years. And, you know, my dad is 90. My mom is 87. They're still sexually active. They have this. They still hold hands.
Do they tell you that?
Well, they live with me, so I happen to know that for a fact. And they did the newlywed, not so newlywed show on the cruise ship that we were on with my kids in the audience, and they were the rock stars of the cruise ship because one of the questions alluded to the fact that they had been sexually active that night. And everybody, all these newlyweds, wanted to shake their hands, do a toast with them. They said, "We want to be you in 57 years." So, you know. And this is something we never would have talked about before. And it still embarrasses my mother, of course. And she has that same little giggle that you have whenever I mention it. But I told her, to me, this is a public service announcement because I have friends that are just, you know, even in their late 40s. And they're like, oh, no, I'll go on a trip without my husband, you know, or, oh, yeah, he can do this. He can have that surgery. I don't care. It doesn't matter if he becomes, you know, impotent or whatever. And it's really, you know, that's, I think, a huge part of our relationships, and I think that...
And you know what's interesting? The people who wrote the book about open marriage, the O'Neills, many years ago, by the time the book was published, they were divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So I believe that in our culture, in our way of life, that there has to be a relationship, and that most people want to be in a long-term loving relationship. But you tell your parents to go and see the play.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we will definitely. We will definitely.
And then you definitely are going to let me know. You have all of my contact with Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
You let me know what everybody thought, okay?
Absolutely.
Definitely. And if you get a chance, we'll be looking for you in row K for Corolla.
Oh, that's nice. Boy, you did your homework. There are still some friends in Israel and in Switzerland that call me Carola. Not only they, but their children and grandchildren. So that's very nice. You did your homework.
Well,
thank you.
We love you, Dr. Ruth.
Yes.
We're so excited that your life story is coming to the theater here, and we look forward to seeing it. And we would love to talk with you again. And if you get a chance, we would love to see you here in Phoenix.
If I'm in Phoenix, you will see me, okay?
Wonderful.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
So let me know how it went.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and regards to your parents.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
The most amazing, really, personality in our decade, generation, I'm going to say. Dr. Ruth, I mean, she's fantastic. And,
you know, her straight talk and her ability to
At 87, are you kidding me?
Oh, that she's still
amazing.
All over the place.
Amazing.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to, you know, because I knew I could tell that she had to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I didn't get a chance to ask her my question about that rash, but that's okay.
Oh.
I know. That would be a different doctor used to speak. Although she does have a book.
Yeah. Called Rashes Are Us.
Identify the rash.
No. But it's
a book that I don't want sitting on my table.
But she actually has a book about one of the most prolific STDs that's out there.
Well, I mean,
and how to discuss about it and talk about it, which, believe it or not, is something that I've had people that have become single recently, and they're like, well, wait a minute, if you know one out of four people has this and there's no way to tell about it, you know, how do you broach that subject?
Right.
How do you communicate about that?
Young
and
Joseph,
Dr. Ruth has a book on it.
No, I was kidding, of course.
No, you're
course
sitting on there.
My serious question is that, you know, I could tell that she was going to go, but I was going to say, you know, if you had one tip for the younger generation to try to convince their friends and peers that are on their phones all the time, you know, maybe the traditional people, to try to, you know,
communicate.
I mean, I know that's the answer, but I mean, how does one do that? You know, I don't know.
We'll get her back on the show again.
Well, and she still is teaching. She still is prolific with her books. She just wrote in 2015, they published a book, The Doctor Is In, Dr. Ruth on Love, Life, and the Joie de Vivre, through Amazon Publishing. I mean,
I can't even say that.
And then she has Sexually Speaking, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Sexual Health. I mean, but she is so straightforward, and she is so matter of fact as well. Just incredible, intelligent woman.
Great woman, great human being. And so let's take a quick break. And
the song that's going to take us into our break
is
something that Dr. Ruth does all the time.
Woohoo!
What?
Yeah.
What is this song?
Sexual Healing.
Oh, wow. That's a healing? Oh, right now. Ooh. And this is Joseph singing Sexual Healing.
It's baby.
Having a great time at it, I must say. The lights are going out.
Oh, yeah. By the way, there's a bar crawl next Saturday.
There is? Where?
So, Bobby, if you're listening, She could show up at the bar crawl. It's the graffiti bar crawl.
And Dr. Ruth would highly encourage it.
Yeah, she would. You'd write on each other.
From a community. I don't know about that.
That's after dark.
Yeah, that's right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. Uh-huh. We'll be right back. Healing is something that's good for me. Whenever blue.